Good afternoon, brothers and sisters. How are you all today? So, let me see. I think everybody is in parking, huh? So, what is today's topic? The three factors of success, is it? Three factors of success. So, a show of hands, how many of you are from the tech industry? Tech industry. So this should be quite familiar for all of you. The rest of you, you'll be having a peek into the tech industry. And then later on, we'll perhaps take a look at how these three factors interestingly also relevant to the rest of our life, especially so in our spiritual life. So what are the three factors? Not necessarily always in the same order. Different companies put it in different orders and sometimes use slightly different terms. So we would usually have the features, and then we have time, and we have cost. Have you all seen this before? Some of you may have, some of you may not have, but let's look at them today. So first of all, what are features? So in the tech industries, almost everything is tied to some features. Yeah, features are basically what you get from the product. Yeah, we're going to start off just looking at products, okay? Then we expand to other parts of our life. So think of something close to heart, handphone. Okay, so imagine if now we are in this special off-site meeting, yeah, where we are going to discuss and brainstorm the latest, greatest phone for the next half of the year. Yeah, imagine you are the super R&D team, okay? And now you all have to think of what new features will appear in the next generation. Yeah, iPhone 12. Yeah, imagine. Somewhere in Cappuccino Town. Is it Cappuccino Town? Cappuccino, not Cappuccino. Cappuccino. There's probably a team having this discussion, actual discussion. Because now it's iPhone 10, right? iPhone 11 is already halfway, should be halfway through in the final stages, ready for final review and then release ready. So the iPhone 12 should be in, you know, and the drawing board stage. Yeah, so imagine you are the team. Okay, so then these are the things, okay? These are the features. The features is basically what we want. Okay? So if it's a handphone, then it's the kind of things you want inside. Long battery life, light, small screen, big screen, whatever you can think of. Yeah. Nowadays, this is an old phone with one camera. Now there's what? Two camera, three camera, four camera. Is there a five camera version? Nobody, yeah. So we will have five camera. Battery life, how long are your handphones? How long are your handphones?
8 hours.
We will come out with a 1 week battery life handphone. Yeah, it will run for 1 week without charging. Yeah. So then after that, we look at, okay. So sometimes we look at time, next, sometimes we look at cost. Time here is actually the schedule. How much time we have? much time we have. So we ask ourselves, when do you all want to launch this new handphone? When? You're deciding, no? You are the dream team. Yeah, when I was in R&D, there was this, like every quarter or something, there's this company-wide meeting. So all the engineers will get into this huge auditorium, and then the VPs and then the SIM will go up and then ask us, so you are the dream team. So we want to form a dream team. Those who want, we'll send you to US and then join the team there to come up with a new product or whatever. So, what? How much time do we have? Actually, the dream team don't decide. Yeah, it's the marketing and the sales who will decide. Okay, so let's say this part, sales, this part look like sales one. Yeah, okay, so salespeople. When, how much time do we have to release it to market?
3 years.
No. 3 years. 3 years, wow. That is such a luxury. Okay, never mind. Let's just play along. Let's say it's 3 years. So because she's senior VP for sales world global, so when she says 3 years, the rest cringe but don't dare to say anything. Yeah. Then actually time and features usually decided by sales. Yeah, sales and marketing. But engineering will come in to tell them can whether the features can be done. Yeah. They'll come in and say, We currently don't have this technology. Yeah. Or we can buy this technology but it's gonna cost how many million? Yeah. Or we can come up with this technology, it's in a pipeline, but we don't have this 3 years. It's gonna take 5 years instead. So lastly then we bring in cost. Cost is how much resources. Now these questions can be asked in different ways. One angle is how much resources do we have? Another angle is how much resources are you willing to put in? Yeah. So of all these three, yeah, so let's say if we go into the cost in terms of the resources, then we ask ourselves, okay, is that all we have, the engineers? How many engineers are there here? Look around, about 15 of you all. How many of you are hardware engineers, firmware engineers, software engineers, front UI, yeah, back-end server? Yeah. How many of you are specialized into the wafer fab production? Yeah. We have the Micron sub-wafer technology. Yeah. So whatever resources you have. The resources will determine the features that is available and how much time will be given. But many times in real life, these three are actually variables that you have to juggle with. So when we go for project meetings, we oftentimes draw this chart. Yeah. After talking to them, we'll internally draw our own chart. Then we present this thing, and then we ask them, okay, of these three, you can choose to define two of them, but the other third one, you cannot define. Yeah. So for example, if you say time is fixed, and usually you wouldn't ask for 3 years, you'll be asking for 3 months. Yeah. But let's say 3 years. Yeah. Sometimes we think that taking a longer time is good, but many times in the industry, taking a long time is not good. There was this software company, game company. They came up with Duke Nukem. Duke Nukem. So Duke Nukem was the first version of was one of the first person shooter, very successful. Then they came out with Duke Nukem 3D. Amazing success. And then they went on to think about what is the next big thing they want to do. So they came up with the idea of Duke Nukem Forever. And it became a joke because the title really became Forever. Yeah. Because initially it was supposed to be like, don't know, 9 months to a year. Yeah. And they come out with a showcase. And then after that, they decided that it was not good enough. They went back to a drawing board and extended the timeline. By the time they spent another year or so finishing the draft, yeah, the new version, the new cut, others have come out with new technology. There was a change in the graphics technology, and so they had to rewrite everything. They had to redo all the code, and this just keep happening. Yeah. So in the tech industry, there's this joke: don't do a Duke Nukem forever. Yeah. Meaning, don't plan something that end up not getting delivered. Yeah. So in some industries, 3 years is actually very comfortable. Not too long, not too short. Tech industry, 3 years is a time where the product go into EOL, end of life. Yeah, usually within 3 years is end of life already. So, and we're talking from conception until end of life. So you have a very short life cycle. Yeah, you have usually about 9 months to a year, unless it's some amazing technology that's super secretive, yeah, that is mind-blowing. Otherwise, if it's an iteration, it's usually about maybe 9 months to a year, usually about 6 to 9 months. Then you launch, and within that first year, you must capture a chunk of the market. Yeah, depending on whether you're supposed to be a cost leader or a market leader or whatever. Yeah, then after that, it's taper off. Okay, so this is the Worley example. Now you can use this for many things. Yeah. Including your life and so on. But before that, let's examine again. So just now we talked about these three items: features, time, cost. Wait, before I continue, how many of you have gone through this before? Sean?
At work, is it?
Yeah. Any part of your life? You have seen it before? Seen before? Seen before? So only 3%, the rest never seen before. Serious, don't be shy. Really, swimming never seen before. Have lah.
This form or other
form? Okay.
Similar forms.
Yeah. As I said, there are variants. The terms may not be exactly the same, yeah, but similar forms. And the key thing is that these three, you never get to choose all of them. Yeah. So a way to visualize this is, imagine if you have 3 persons, yeah, and there's a big rubber band tying the three of you together, okay? And this big rubber band is the outer perimeter of the triangle. And as you go outwards, it becomes more to what you want, okay? As you go inwards, then it's not what you want. Yeah. So these three features keep on fighting with each other. If you increase your features and you want to reduce your cost, then you cannot control your time. Yeah. You cannot control your time. Your time, you always want, as you go out, yeah, time as you go out, usually it means shorter time given. Yeah. As you go in, this is longer. Okay? Cost, as you go out, it is higher cost, low cost. So this is higher cost, and this is lower cost. And features, as you go out, is more features. As you go in, you have less features. Can I understand? Yeah, okay, bro. So sometimes when we go to a company and then they ask for a lot of features, and then they say, we want it last week. Yeah, so that means these two are very high up here. Okay? Customers always want whatever they want last week. So they want, yeah, high features and short time. Okay? Then we tell them, okay, then your cost must increase. Yeah, your cost will have to increase. Yeah, cost increase means you have to put in more money. We bring in more people. We bring in 10 partners. We bring in a lot of partners to throw in tons of resources to solve the problem quickly. Yeah. If they say, oh, like that, how can we reduce costs? Then we tell them, okay, either you give us more time or you reduce your feature. Yeah. If your cost, you don't want it to be so high, maybe you want your cost to be here, then you have to reduce your feature and or your time. So give us more time, then we don't have to allocate so many people at the same time. Then we can take our own seat time to do it. Some of them insist, usually cost is always a problem. Cost is always a problem. Yeah, most of the times, the thing we cut is feature. Yeah, because time is something that you can't control. Once you lose it, you lose it. Cost is usually not decided by the people who are meeting us many times. Yeah, and everybody want to cut costs. Have you all ever met any VP or director who say, just spend, go and spend? Yeah, unlimited resources. Anybody ever? Never. It's always limited. You always have limited costs. In fact, usually, you are usually given $5 to do a $20 project. Yeah. So, usually the thing that suffers is the feature. So, if we stop here, then this is just a very brief introduction to Project Management 101. I thought of sharing this the other day because I realized that there's a lot of similarities between what we do in different parts of our life. Yeah, this same thing can apply to studies as well. Yeah. So, for example, some of you are studying, right? So even those of us who are no longer studying, you can ask yourself the same thing. Yeah. The features in this case would refer to the grades that we want. Yeah. In a way, this is the grades that we want. So if you want to have more grade, what do you have to do? You have to spend more. You probably have to spend more time. Yeah. Put in more effort. Yeah, this is the effort. Cost here would be effort. Yeah. Go for tuition. Yeah. Go for tuition, spend money. Yeah. If you want to have the result in a short time. Unfortunately, time in the case of studies is fixed. It's a half a year cycle. In university, it's half a year also. Some poly, I think, is three months, like trimester or something. Yeah. So for studies, time is the factor you cannot really change. Then the cost depends on two things. One, your family background. Does your family have the money and resource to give you tuition? And how much effort you want to put in? Yeah. The one thing you can control is actually also your grades. Do you want to have high grades or low grades? That day when I was speaking at the varsity Dharma camp, there was this Dharma camp for university students, four universities, NTU, NUS, SIM, SMU. So the organizers wanted me to clarify some of the misconception about meditation. I think I shared the past few weeks. Yeah, the misconception is whether they have to meditate for long hours. So I started each session telling them, I'm here to clarify the misconception. The answer is yes. You do have to sit long hours. They all fainted. They thought I would tell them no. I said yes. Then they all, huh? And I told them, well, it depends, ma. If you want to become awakened like the Buddha, the answer is yes. Yeah, depends on what you want. What kind of feature do you want? Do you want to become awakened like the Buddha? Or do you want to be less awakened? Or not awakened at all? Not awakened is very cheap. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So if we use another color, let's say orange. Okay, this color is more prominent. So another way to look at this is like, hang on, let me shift everything downwards. so that we have more space. Okay. So another way to look at this is, if we look at this over here and consider it to be awakened, or maybe we redraw this. So if we redraw this, F, T, and C, like in this case, for features, we consider enlightenment. So this is more awakened. This is unawakened. Then, of course, the effort here. Here would be very intense effort. Low effort, is it? Or is it the other way around? Yeah. Huh? The other way around. If I pull in here, this will come in. Yeah, correct. This is correct. This is low effort. And then this is longer time, or this is shorter, huh? Should be shorter. If I pull in here, then this would go in. So this should be shorter. This should be longer. Correct? Is it correct? Yeah, well. Correct or not? Higher, longer. Eh, how come it's different from the other one?
Because you awaken and unawaken, you really chase around.
Oh, so
because one side is more feature.
More feature, ma.
Correct.
More feature. So if I have, if I want to be more awakened, so intense effort should be here. Or low effort.
Low effort, correct.
Mm. So this should be longer time. Okay. So if you want to be more awakened, yeah, and you want to not put in too much effort, low effort, then you have to spend more time. Yeah. If you want to put in intense effort and be awakened, then you spend lesser time. Then you spend lesser time. Yeah. If you don't want to be awakened, then it doesn't matter. Yeah, this part is loose. Yeah, the rubber band is loose. Then you can do whatever you want. Yeah. And of course, earlier on, we look at the studies, right? Let's redraw the studies. So, F, T, and C. So, this is the grids. A, I think better don't use ABC, confusing. So top grades over here is fail. Then over here more effort, more tuition and effort. And less. And over here would be short time and long time. Yes. Yeah, so if you think about it, you all can decide. Do you want to have high grades or low grades? Sit down with your mommy, have a discussion. Mommy, tell you what. I think it's not worthwhile to put in so much time and effort. Yeah. If I cut down 80% of my tuition, I will just decrease in my grades by 20%. The last 20% to get an A is too expensive. So I think I'll settle for a B. Yeah. For B, my quality of life will increase tremendously. Yeah. And your wallet, your bank account will also be healthier. You can retire 5 years earlier. Lucky your kid's not here. See what they're missing. Tell them. Go back and tell them. See what they're missing. Yeah. I always feel that if only, well, actually, even before I become a consultant, I was thinking in this model. Yeah. If I were to just, you know, when you're in primary school, yeah, I don't know about primary school nowadays, but my time when we were in primary school, we have free period. Sometimes the teacher, you know, some teacher is on maternity, then we have free period. Sometimes the teacher go to nowhere, then we have free period. Then usually the last half an hour of the day, usually we have free period also. Then the teacher will ask us to open up our exercise book and draw this. Right? Remember? Yeah? Then go and decorate the thing like that lah. I don't know. Everybody, all of us, right, our time all do this. Until one day, I don't know what this is for, you know, really. Yeah. And then sometimes we ask us to do this. Yeah. Then all of us, I think usually the boys, we'll think of creative ways to do this. Then we'll like that, then like that, like faster. Yeah. Including when we do our, like, 抄写, yeah. Like, let's say, ren write, then we'll do this. Then like that. Then sometimes forget to stroke one of them. Then teacher, what is this? So until one day I figure out it's quite relaxing in class to do this, yeah. And usually the boys will chit chat, throw arrow, play, throw here, throw there, take rubber band, too. Then one day I realized, if I spend the half an hour in school doing whatever homework we have, then when I go back home, when my mom asks me, so gongko, then I do a homework, I'll be like, finish already. Then I don't have to do. Yeah, so shift your work. Yeah. So I started doing that. That became my success factor. Yeah. Yeah. So your grades is like that. Mm. So similarly, actually, when we say we apply this to work, many times we apply to projects. But if we apply to our own career, it's the same thing, you know. Mm. Do you want to get super high, like bonus? If you want, you have to put in more effort and you have to spend more time at work. Mm. Yeah, you can only determine two things. If you want to spend lesser effort but have high bonus, you need to spend more time. You need to spend more time. Yeah. If you don't want to spend so much time, you must put in some special effort that nobody have. Mm. But I'm more interested, of course, in this. Yeah. This awakened FTC. So we have to ask ourselves, how awakened do we want to be? Yeah. So I know we know that a few weeks back on the 13th of January, 2 weeks back. Oh, just 2 weeks, huh? Is it 2 weeks? Yeah, just 2 weeks back. So we had the session on doing your planning for the new year. Have you all done the exercise? Most of you all haven't. So I want you all to take out your handphone. I presume you all didn't bring any writing materials. So take out your handphone and join me to do some planning. So recently I did an exercise with a student. So it's basically to do a time sheet for yourself. Do you know what is a time sheet? Some of you know, because it's used in the industry. A time sheet basically accounts for your time. Yeah. It is like a timetable, except that in the industry, a timesheet is different, almost different every week. Yeah, and you basically slot in each hour, usually in hour blocks or sometimes 2 hour block or something, to indicate what you did for that block. Yeah, and so that accounts for your time. And usually those who submit timesheets, that their time in the company is billable, meaning that it can be charged to somebody, whether it's internal charging or external billing. Yeah. What it means is, for example, let's say some of you are auditors, yeah, some of you are accountants, some of you are, let's say, working, being subconned out to clients, yeah, then your whole week, yeah, 8 times 5, 40 hours, yeah, that can be billed to somebody. So imagine 8 hours, and that's not including your lunch hour. So 8 hours is the full billable hours, multiplied by, let's say, an hourly rate of $300. That's $2,400 a week. Yeah, but that's just your time. So if your project is based on time and material, then that's how much you charge. But today we are not here to plan that. You all don't go back and then later on send a bill to your husband and then say, based on time and material, this is how much you owe me for the past 20 years. actually, parents should send that to their children. Based on time and material, this is how much you owe me. You want to count with me? Want to count? Come, lie, count. But no, today this is not the purpose. Today the purpose is to do your own, in a way, more like timetable, less like timesheet. Yeah. Preferably you would want to use something like Google Sheet. If you have Google Sheet, you can use Google Sheet. Otherwise, you can just use some form of notepad. Yeah. I will try to see whether I can get my Google Sheet. Let me just try. Because I don't have the internet connection, I don't know whether it will still work. So, sheets. It actually still works. Good. Yes. So, given that you are doing on your handphone, it's a bit tricky to do a whole thing. So you can just take note of some of the key points, and then today you can just ask yourself what are the key things, and then you note it down. And when you go back, yeah, you can maybe flash it out. Okay, like that means fill up all the blanks. So first thing you want to do is start by marking out. Okay, maybe I should still use this because I need to type. Easier to type this way. So first of all, you want to put in the this is a thing. This keyboard sometimes go crazy. I use this one. So first of all, you want to enter the day of the week. Today is like a workshop. So what you can do is this. And then so you all just put Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and so on. Okay? Let me know when you're done. Okay? And then on the side, you would want to insert one more space. Let me see whether this is the one column left. Yes. And then you put the start and the end. So this basically allows you to, what do you call that, map out your whole week. Okay? So, we're going to start off. What is a typical start day, start hour for your 5 a.m., 6 a.m.? Let's start with 6, lah. Okay? So it's comfortable, 6 a.m. So if you're using Google Sheet, you'll just auto-convert it into the proper thing. Then you put 7 a.m. Now, I'm going to just, for simplicity, use 1 hour block. Yeah, 1 hour blocks. So you all feel free to adjust accordingly, because some of us, our timing is not exactly on the hour. But for simplicity, we're going to do this. All right? Let me see. How do I select? Okay. How do I copy? Using this, I don't know how to do it. Huh? And then? Ah, okay. So, copy. And let's see whether this works. And then paste. Oops. Sala. Hang on. Maybe I will enter 7 over here. This might not be so fast. 7 a.m. And then over here. Change it to 8 a.m. So you all can just go ahead and change that on the site. You don't have to worry about the details, because you can change this later on when you're free. But when you're done, let's hope that this will perhaps work. Maybe it will still not work. Nope. Yeah, because this one, let me see whether I can get the mouse up. Because with the mouse, then it should be able to have the select and... Okay, hang on. Okay, give me a minute. Be silent. You know, there's a plus, right? Then you can drag, right? This one don't have, don't know why. Cannot. Never mind. So this should be it. AM. This should be 9. How come it always come out with 2 characters? Okay, I'm not going to change the rest. This is taking too long. Longer than I expected. Didn't expect this to be so difficult. Okay, now, if you look at your own, you should later on change the first 2 columns into the start and end time. Okay? And then you should ask yourself, what time do you want to sleep? Let's get the most important thing out of the way. What time do you sleep?
11 p.m.
Huh?
12 to 1.
12 to 1. Okay. So this is 12 p.m. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. So this is 9 p.m. Yeah. So this is 9 p.m. 12 to 1 p.m. Who said 12? 12 p.m. So this is 10 p.m. 11 p.m. Then 12 a.m. Are you all following me? Can follow?
Yeah.
Quite simple, huh? Okay, 10, 10. How come like that? Okay. So how long? So you sleep from 12 a.m. to 6 a.m. So 12 midnight to 6 in the morning. Okay, so to simplify things, I'm going to just put 6 a.m. here. Okay, so then you put down one whole row, sleep, 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 sleep. Okay? You all try this first. Let me see if I can get the sample that I've done so that we don't have to go through so much time to do it manually. This one is too complicated. Okay, are you all finished? Okay. Then after that, you want to ask yourself, what time do you all go to work? Huh? 7:30. Hang on. How come this guy doesn't allow me to select properly? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Okay. So we can select this to be green color. So this is sleeping. So 7:30, 7 plus 8. What time do you all knock off? Huh? What time do you all knock off work? 6. So around 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. What time do you all get back home? So, wow, almost 12 hours, huh? So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, around here. So this is work, around something like that. Yeah. So this is 12 p.m. And this is 1 p.m. Are you following? Let me just make some adjustments here. Why don't I select everything all at once the moment I select? Why do I have to still backspace all the way? Yeah. Yeah. Actually, science is quite funny because this is the Google Sheet app. Yeah, if I open it in Google Sheet online, it's actually more feature rich. Yeah. So anyway, let me just very quickly do up this part. 4 p.m. Then. Five PM, and then this is 6 PM, and this is 7 PM. And here it will be 8 PM. Okay, finally. And then all we have to do is select this one here.
Copy and paste.
Yep. Hopefully I managed to copy and paste properly. Where's the copy? Tap, copy, and then paste. Paste. Okay. Ah. Xiong. Okay. Yes. Since we are there already, might as well do this part. Just bear with me for a while. It's important to put it into perspective, then you see how much time we spend. 4 a.m., 5 a.m., 可以聽就關掉 都說了囉 都可以聽就關掉 Yeah. Okay, so you see when you draw as one line, it doesn't feel much. Now when you put the actual and you look at it, okay. So this is your whole day basically. Yeah. So let me color in this, the rest of it, if I manage to correct this. And then, Zhou Gang Kun.
It's all E.
Yeah, we are basically corporate machine. Yeah.
Sunday 1, 2, 3, put S.
Score. So really, Sunday. Let's look on the bright side, Yeah. After Chinese New Year, we'll shift the timing. Don't know whether to 1:30 or 2:00.
Oh,
yeah. Let's shift it to 1 to 2:00. Let's say. Okay. Let's use a brighter yellow color. Happier color. Okay, good. So you look at this picture. This is the story of our life. Most of us spend this huge chunk of our life at work. Once you start working, So those of you who are still studying, I know when we were your age, we also look forward to working. We were thinking, when we finish our studies, we come out to work, we'll be independent, we'll be in control of my time. But then when you look at this chart, you can ignore the green color because green color is basically your sleeping time. You cannot touch it. Yeah, because when you're young, you can still eat into this time. But as you grow older, when you eat into this time, the next day you fall sick. So basically this part cannot be touched. And as you grow older, this part becomes shorter. It adjusts. Okay. So what when you do this, you have to ask yourself further, are there other duties you have? Yeah? Those that are regular, not the one-off kind of things. Okay? So on a regular basis, what else do you do in your week? What else do y'all do? Exercise? So when we'll just take whatever examples y'all give, okay? So exercise. What time do y'all, when do you do yoga? Tuesday 7 to 8. 1 hour. Oh, okay. Yoga. What color do you want?
Pink.
Okay. So you go to the same class?
No,
yours is Wednesday. Wednesday 7 to 8 also?
Yes.
Oh. Wow. Your sister, huh? What else? Some of you maybe go for Dharma class?
Yeah.
Dharma. Tuesday?
7:30 to
9:30. Okay, so sorry. No more yoga for you. So I'm going to just simplify it to put 7 to 9, 2-hour block. Yeah. So yellow over here. So what else? Some of you have family commitment. Yeah. So when you look at this chart, you notice that these are all, you start off with all your duties. But in a week, you must ask yourself, how about your own leisure? I know some of you attend SGC for leisure. But besides that, your hobby, that means something that you want to do. Not that because you have to do, but you just want, you look forward to doing it. Huh? No hobby, huh? Oh, you're poor thing, huh? So Sifu should organize the fly kite session. Huh? You have a kite, big one? I see. Never use. Okay, so on Saturday, we can go kite flying. Bang layang. Huh? Yeah, that time we prepared a whole stack, I think 10 of them, 5-5, ready for you all to fly. No? In the end, we never managed to go out to fly. So now, do you all have me time allocated? You know what is me time? That means time for yourself. Yeah, sometime, maybe 1 hour a day, yeah, where you allocate to just, you know, maybe if you like, you can read some books, yeah, or just, you know, chill, yeah, just sit, not go and sit meditation, I'm not asking you to meditate. Meditation is separate, yeah, you all wake up at 6 a.m., then you meditate, right? Correct? Wake up so early for what? Meditate lah, Sifu. Huh? So over here, every morning you wake up, then you do your meditation. Yeah, meditation in the morning. Very simple. Don't have to meditate for 2 hours or what. Yeah, every morning wake up, 20 minutes, half an hour. Yeah, do some sitting. Yeah, but just now I mentioned about me time. Me time is not about meditation. It's about just recollecting yourself at the end of the day, yeah, just to chill, yeah, so that you don't feel like you are just stretched to fulfill everybody's wishes, and then you have no time for yourself. Because when that happens, then you know what happened? Then you will try to find you'll try to squeeze time all over the place to gratify yourself. And for the younger people, what you will do is Instagram, Instagram, Instagram. Yeah. And then those who are older, maybe you will be the hanji, hanji, hanji. Yeah. How about hanji? Huh? All of you have no entertainment, one. What are your entertainment? Huh? Play game. Do you all have time allocated to play game?
We have 9 to 10.
9 to 10, every day. Consistent. Very good. See? This is life. This is life.
Nobody can disturb
you. That's why, you see, Sifu's class never happened 9 to 10. So this year, 7:30 to 9. After 9, you all can play your game. Okay, so I put pink color, or purple color. What else? Family time, how about family time? How about nobody say family time? Sifu, my whole day family already. when is our family time? Sunday morning? Whole day?
Now we are out, the children at home.
Oh, okay, so have some family time. So family time is considered what? Purple color? Or orange? Or considered? Red color is work lah. Do you consider it to be work or pleasure? Huh? Light blue, this one. How about this? Can? Or this one? This one is cyan lah. The range of cyan. Is it too dull? Is this how you look at your family?
Yeah.
It's like, quite a sian lah. Quite greasy lah. Quite a sian lah. Yeah. Happens lah. Sometimes it happens. Yeah, when your kids are born so cute, yeah, play for 3 years, sian, yeah, your turn. How about Saturday? What do you all do on Saturday?
Cleaning
housework, household. How about the rest? What do you all do? No. Now, we are just randomly, you know, getting different inputs and putting in. This is not the full thing. Later on today, I will post a link into the Telegram chat. So you all go and check it out. It is a full-scale example. And on the site, there will be different categories and the number of hours for each category. Yeah. So this is a good thing about spreadsheet. Don't just use it for work. Use it for life also. So when you put in all the slots, then you put in the words also, yeah. So like this one is work, yeah. And then you put in here family, cyan color, family. then later on you tabulate. So per hour, how many, per activity, how many hours are used, yeah. The total for a week, do you all know how many hours there are? 168 hours. Yes, I just did this exercise with a student. So a total of 168 hours per week. And then as you do it, for that student, let me just give you a sample of how much time is used for each activity, okay? Sample. The sample result is this. This person sleep for 29% of the time, which is what you expect, right? Yeah, it's 7 hours every day. And then that translates to close to 30% over. Yeah, so this is 29.17%. Then as far as like work is concerned, has a total of, let me calculate, 3, 15, 10, 25, 30, also 30%. Yeah, also 30%. Then the remaining is split over travel, lunch, dinner, yeah, and then family time, social life, yeah. So family time is only 3.57%. Social life is 2.38%. Yeah, and then what else? Me time is 4.17%. And then some time for spiritual practice, total of about 5%. Our life, 这就是我们的生活了. This is the story of our life. So when you really sit down and put in the regular items, don't worry about, next week, nearer to Chinese New Year, there's a change. Don't worry about that, because we are looking at the regular patterns. Yeah. Because from this, then when you go back to the earlier exercise, then you ask yourself, this same FTC diagram, you may want to ask yourself, are you where you want to be as far as your family relation is concerned? Sometimes some people, some time back, I counseled some retirees, and then they tell me, "Shifu, I'm now retired, and I try to talk to my children. I try to spend time with them. They have nothing to talk to me. They don't want to spend time with me. Why? Then I look at them, "So, did you spend time with them last time?" They say, "No, I was busy, ma." Then I'm like, "So what do you expect? What do you expect? If you want high quality of family life, then the same, it's the same chart. You need to put in a certain amount of effort, either moderate effort over a long period of time, or you need to put in intense effort over a short time. Yeah. But what I realized about relationship is this. There was one day I was in my place, Jiaohua, Because you know why I had to Jiaohua? Because some devotee give me the mulberry and then Bodhi tree. The Bodhi tree becomes so big. Yesterday, another student come over and help me dig it up. Wow, dig for 2 hours. The roots. Yeah. It's from when it's brought over, it's only this big. Now it's as tall as me. Yeah. Just a few months. But me being me, Jiaohua, 兴趣, I don't have 兴趣. Like, okay, since you give me, when I remember, I don't water. Yeah. So the plants are, when you take a picture of them, right, then they're like, yeah. Because when I water, then I forget to water. Yeah. Then I thought, maybe I don't have to water every day, right? Huh? I water a lot each time. No. So the pot, right, I fill up with water, then let it drain. Then I fill up with water, then let it drain. Then later, another student saw my plants and said, "Sifu, sometimes you got to look at it, no? With the plants, turn color, sometimes it means you're over-watering. Like." Huh? You mean cannot overwater also? You mean there's such a thing as overwatering? Yeah, cannot. You cannot just, the roots will rot, Oh, okay, cannot. So I realized from the watering of the plants, I learned something. Some things you cannot just say, Sifu, very good. Sifu teach us this chart. So I learned. Then you go back and you tell your boy and girl and say, tell your children, "Okay, Sifu has taught me. So now I have a new chart for you. Okay, this is the family chart. So from today onward, I'm using this chart with you, okay? FTC. Yeah. Now, we want to maintain good relation, at home, family. But, mommy or daddy, very busy, ma. Correct? So, we don't have time. So, no time. Okay? No time. Over here is, okay, so, good relation, but I don't have time. So, I give you intense interaction. Yeah, no time means I just give you a bit of time. It doesn't work. Relationships, there was a period of time where there was this talk about, what matters is quality time. What I observe is quality times can only be sustained for a short time. You cannot maintain a relationship over a long time just with bursts of quality time. Unless you want to have superficial relationship. If you want to have really deep, meaningful relationship, it doesn't work this way. You have to spend the frequency must be high, and then frequent and the duration should be quite long also. Yeah. No shortcut to this. Yeah. My own experience over here in the Buddhist library. Because when I was here for 4 years, every week Bhante, unless he's overseas, otherwise he's here. And I'm also here. Every week the Bodhi kids, small kids, some of them as younger than them, they come. Then when they first come, like, don't know, some are 4 or 5 years old, some are before primary school age. So they come, their parents come together, then I'll do exercise with them, then I tell them stories. Every week we just do funny things. Then I do for a while, then I pass to the teachers, then they teach them how to sing song, draw pictures, Buddha, whatever. Just every day do this. Then every week I will share with some of them who are in primary school, some of them in secondary school, but every week they'll see us. And over the years, some of them are now in poly. Yeah, because 4 years, then plus subsequent years until now. So until now, some of them from primary school until poly. And then there was one, a couple of them, every year during family day, they would look for me. When they see me, they would take pictures with me. And then one of the year, they actually made a collage over the years. From when they were in T5, you know, until they are now in poly. I think one of them already in university. Yeah. Then when they did the collage, I was like, oh, because there's so many kids, we don't really think of the impression we leave on them. Yeah. But the fact that they also take the photo and make a collage, I think it was so heartwarming. Yeah. And I asked myself, so what was the difference? Actually, nothing special, you know. It's just that you are there every single week. Now, that makes a difference, especially for kids. Yeah. Being there all the time, consistency. Mm. Yeah. So when I sit down with some of those parents and they tell me that, oh, they are middle-aged or retired, and then they want to spend time with their children, too late. Yeah, time lost already. Then suddenly when they are retired, they have nothing to do. They want to intensely spend time with their children. Children. Mm. Yeah. Then the best thing is that my student said, I asked, so how long have you been trying? I tried for 2 weeks. And so for 20 years you didn't spend time with them, and then now you spend 2 weeks. Wow. Buy things for them, ask them to go for lunch, dinner, breakfast, go and watch movies. Then you expect them to go and tan sing si with you. Doesn't work. Yeah. So, ask yourself. You go back to this sheet. So go back and then finish this. Fill up as much as you can. In each of these cells, you should put in the activity also. Okay? You can use similar color if they are related, yeah, but you should put in the specific name of the activity. Okay? Work is all work. Yeah? And then you can have a lunch break in between. You can have lunch break in between. Yeah. Then I will share the link to the full scale one. And then you all can copy and paste. There's some formula inside. Very simple formula, don't be troubled. I'm not doing this to teach you how to use Excel, okay? But there are simple functions inside. It's basically the count if. Yeah. So it allows you to tabulate across the whole spreadsheet. Yeah. How many times this word occur. Then you can have a breakdown. In fact, just looking at it visually, it helps you already, isn't it? Yeah. Most of us, our life is like that, you know? You think about it, yeah. Work to spend time, yeah, to not just for your family. Sometimes you must know that spending time away from your family is actually more helpful to them than to spend time with them, because in the words of some people, do some self repair. The me time is self repair time. And when you can do that, take care of yourself, then when you spend time with your family, the interaction is probably better. Yeah? Mm. And then you can also look at this. assuming you meditate every day lah. Yeah. And when I put 6 to 7 a.m., I don't think you meditate 6 to 7 a.m. anyway. So even if you meditate 1 hour every day, you look at the number of yellow color blocks in a week, compared to the work and compared to sleep. I mean, sleep cannot change lah. Okay? But you compare that to work. Work is work. Work is important. But what is the proportion? Yeah, what is the proportion? Doesn't mean that you all must attend all the classes that we conduct. Yeah. But you can do yourself reading at home. But at least spend some time. Strike a balance. Okay? Any questions? Yes.
In the Awaken FTC, for the time context, doesn't we have unlimited time if we have unlimited life?
Do we have unlimited time?
Yeah, to be awakened because we have samsara.
Oh, yes, yes. Yes, yes. So, does it mean that we can put in super low effort? Is that what you're asking?
The time.
Yeah. So if we have unlimited time, then what fights the rush, right?
Yeah.
So the trouble is, when your effort, for effort, intense or low effort, there's actually a threshold. When it's too low, it doesn't bear fruit. When it's too low, it doesn't bear fruit. It is not enough to bring it to boiling point. So have to be a minimal amount. Minimal amount. Having said that, my teacher, my late ordination teacher, among many masters, they are very kind. They say, no matter how little the effort, better than nothing. No matter how little, even if it doesn't bear fruit so quickly, it's still there. It's just that if you don't reach the critical point each time, it will take proportionately much longer time. Much, much longer time. Okay, so let me see. Next week is the week before Chinese New Year, right? I'm a bit confused because I was under the impression that next week there'll be no lesson. Is there a lesson next week? Yeah, lah. I remember that there's a break, ma. So is next week, today is the
27.
So next week is inside the break week, right? Yeah, because one of the volunteers was asking me whether we can actually have a discussion after SGC on the 3rd. So you know what, 1st to 7th is the break week. Yeah, see, our volunteers need a break. Yeah, but there are consequences to the break. Break then then really break. Yeah. Another way we can do in future is the volunteers have break, but we still have SGC. So all the duties are suspended, so we don't do recording. Yeah. Because early on I was just chatting with them that we record, then in the end some of the participants have the kind of mindset, anyway the recording is there, I can watch it anytime. Then, yeah. So maybe once in a while we should not record. Or we record but we put up as private. Yeah, then regular ones you all will get the link. Yeah. Those who attend will get the link. Those who don't attend don't get the link. What do y'all think? I know you all, those who are regular, maybe you go back, want to take notes, so you watch again, then take notes. Yeah. do essay, do review. Anyway, yeah. So next week there will be no SGC because it's our CNY break. Then we will come back on the 10th of February. Yeah. So this year will be a relaxed year, a lot of breaks. And then some of the programs will be, yeah, some of the programs will, last week I mentioned about the Diamond Sutra that I'm considering to actually cancel it. So after that, some students came to speak to me. Some of them text me, some of them speak to me. There are those who wish to learn the Diamond Sutra. But, so the irony is sometimes some students say that, not Dharma enough, so like that. Then, but Diamond Sutra is very Dharma. But sometimes too Dharma that some people get, because sometimes SGC get newcomers. So sometimes foreigners, sometimes very new. And when they come in, they totally fly over their head. Yeah. So I'm considering to shift Diamond Sutra to a separate session after SGC. And then we'll resume the 1.5 hour session for SGC. Because it used to be 1.5 hours. Yeah, and then we used to be at 2 p.m. Yeah, I do find it personally that 1 p.m. is a bit of a rush. Yeah, especially for y'all, because I don't think, do y'all also go busi? No, right? So most Singaporeans have your lunch at 12 plus. And then when we have SGC at 1 p.m., it's actually quite tight. Yeah, so after Chinese New Year, we'll announce. But most likely we'll maybe shift it to either 1:30 or 2. Yeah. So I'd like to let you all have a choice, those who are present here today. 1:30, raise your hand. 2 o'clock, raise your hand. 1:30 win. Okay, so we'll come at 1:30 when we come back on the 10th of February. So 1:30 to 3 p.m. set. Yeah, then the Diamond Sutra I will announce again. Yeah, Diamond Sutra will probably be a separate session after the SGC. But when we do that, we'll probably do it in like a normal course, normal class. That means like every week for 10 weeks block, something like that. So I think it's more targeted. Those who are really interested can attend and you can commit your time. Then in the end, SGC nobody turn out. Everybody go for the Diamond Sutra class. That'll be the joke. Okay, anyway, if there are no other questions, that's all we have for today. Hope you all think about it. FTC, very simple. You can use it in almost any part of your life. It's a tool to prioritize. Yeah? Because we don't have unlimited time usually. We don't have unlimited resources. So we have to ask ourselves, what is really important to us? Put our palms together. 愿消三障诸烦恼. 愿得智慧真明了. 不愿罪障悉消除. 世世常行菩萨道. 阿弥陀佛. 起立.